are listening to BMRN. Voice Marketing Radio Network. Global food for thought.
You're listening to eBay Radio, where growing your business on eBay is our life. It's time to open phones. So give us a call right now at 888-RADIO-30. That's toll free, 888-723-4630. We love to talk. It's hard to stop us. Lines are open. Here is your host, Griff.
This open phone segment is brought to you by Stamps.com, postage from your PC. Now spin the dreidel and call us at 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630, which I guess, I assume is a reference to the fact that Thanksgiving and Hanukkah, first day of Hanukkah.
Yeah, but you're on the wrong page, but that's okay.
I am?
Mm-hmm. You did the intro for segment four instead of segment.
I just...
It's confusing. It's so confusing.
Well, did you know that this open phone segment is sponsored by Genco Marketplace instead? Where eBay sellers source profitable inventory? Well, now you do. 888-723-4630. And before we go to a call or to... I know Chris is on the line. I just want to take a quick moment to thank CJ Jacinto for filling in for the last 2 weeks and doing an excellent job. CJ, thank you so much. I know that took time out of your busy day. I appreciate it more than you will ever know.
And thank goodness she lives so close.
Yes.
It was great. She drives down here from San Clemente, and we're delighted that
she had a good time.
She had a blast. She wants to do it again, so she is your designated Southern California pitch hitter.
Oh, I'm so happy to have one.
Isn't that nice?
She's part of my emergency plan now.
Really? It was wonderful. There's nobody like you, Griff, but I have to tell you.
Well, there's no one like CJ.
CJ is so knowledgeable, and
yes.
There was no question she couldn't answer.
See?
And it worked out very well.
I think a two-week vacation from my snark is not a bad idea.
I was a nervous wreck. But she was great. No.
She was. I tuned in. It was very good. I'm very happy.
She did a great job. So, hey, you know, we want to mention again that we've updated the eBay Radio player with the Contact Us link, and we're hoping you'll put it to good use. If you can't call in for whatever reason, now you can email your question, comment, or listing dish request to us during the show while we're live on the air by just clicking on that Contact Us link. It's right on the eBay Radio player, the same window that's playing the broadcast right now. You fill out the web form, hit submit, and although we can't promise to respond to every email we get, we'll do our best, and pretty much, Griff, we've responded to almost all of them.
I'm sure you have.
When they come in. Speaking of which, I got an email this morning from Bev. Remember on, it was Halloween, we gave away people to call in if they did it was called Tips or Treat.
Yes, Tips or Treat.
And they gave tips, and they got a gift. They've not gotten their gifts, and it's so funny. I ordered them through the eBay shop, and they got in touch with Bev. She still has not gotten it, looking for me. They got in touch with Bev to try to find me.
Oh.
So I just got this email this morning. So if you won a gift from us on Halloween Day, do not worry. Tomorrow morning, I'm taking care of it. I'll get in touch with each and every one of you. I think there were five people, to make sure you've either gotten it or haven't, and make sure that you get it right away.
Perfect.
So I apologize. I don't know what happened. They called Chicago to find me. What can I say?
It's a start.
It is. It definitely is. Chris Dawson, who's been holding on from over there in the UK. Chris Dawson is eBay Radio's international correspondent. He's with TameBay, TameBay.com. Chris, what do you have for us today?
I've got something really, really exciting for you today. But first of all, I'm going to bore you with PayPal fees when you're buying on eBay. But bear with me, because there's some really good news about PayPal fees. Now, a couple of weeks ago, we got a reader, Andy, from Perfect Darts, and he emailed me complaining because, you know, nowadays, when you click buy it now, a lot of the time, eBay don't consider it sold until you've actually paid for the item, so they force you to go through checkout. People were buying multiple items from him and paying for each one individually, but every time they made a payment, PayPal charged him 20p, because it's in the UK, it's 20p plus 3.4%. So all those 20p start adding up. And he complained about it, and we did an article on Fame Bay. But he came back to us last night because eBay have done something about it. What they've done is, you know how now you have two options. You can either click the Buy It Now button or you can click the Add to Basket button. I suspect people haven't really got the hang of adding stuff to the basket. So when you click the Buy It Now button now, eBay are testing a couple of pop-ups. One says, are you still looking? Add the item to the basket and pay for all your items at once, or continue to check out for this item only. An alternative one that they're testing with says, buying more items from this seller, you now must add to basket to combine your order and receive any discounts that the seller may offer. Now, if you want to see what the pop-ups look like, we've got images of them on TameBay. Look in the payment section on the TameBay.com homepage. But I am really, really liking this because it's encouraging people, hey, don't just pay for it. Go and look for something else. Buy some more items from the seller, and you may get a discount for a bulk purchase or a shipping discount. But also, if someone is already intending to buy multiple things, it just makes it easy for them. And as a seller, I'm not going to pay all those 20p's because every time they make one payment, if they buy five things and pay five times, that's a pound, 5 20p's. But if they add it to the basket and pay once, as eBay are now starting to show them, I'm only going to pay 20p instead of a pound. So really good news there. I think you'll agree.
Thank you for bringing that news to us.
Thank you.
Now, the exciting stuff. Guess what I did this afternoon?
What did you do this afternoon?
With Panto, I bet.
Panto. I went up to London and had a sneaky preview of the world's first shoppable pantomime, which is being put on by eBay. It's Cinderella, an inspirational fair retail. And obviously, if you say fairy tale quickly, it sounds like a fairy tale instead of fair retail. But it was really, really interesting. Now, the pantomime, I don't know what pantomimes are like in the States, but in the
UK...
You
don't have them. I wish we did.
Well, they're always a bit tongue-in-cheek and a little bit edgy and a little bit, not rude, but just a little bit hinting at being rude.
Yeah.
And that's kind of a tradition in the UK. And it's a pantomime. But really cleverly stitched into the pantomime at various points... they say, oh, we should be getting someone a gift. And the fairy godmother comes out, and everyone in the audience has been given an iPad. And the iPad's just a single screen. You can't do anything with it. But then the curtains on the screen open, and there's some gifts you can choose. And they'll say, okay, now we're going to choose a gift for anyone that's got a daughter, or now we're going to choose a gift for your mother. And it's just some inspiration of some kind of things that you can buy. And you choose the gift, and you press accept, and then the curtains close again, and the pantomime carries on. But at the end of the pantomime, they send you an email with all of the choices that you made so that if you did see something, you thought, oh, that would be perfect for my daughter, my son, my nephew, my mum, my brother, my father, you've got a little Christmas shopping gift of things you can buy on eBay all ready to go ahead, click and buy.
So is this pantomime, are we talking like Punch and Judy or what are we talking about here?
We're talking Cinderella for this one, but other ones are Jack and the Beanstalk.
Puss in Boots.
So it's a little play thing.
Yeah, it's good family fun.
Right, and local now, officials or local celebrities often play a lot of the parts.
Oh, absolutely. The person playing the fairy godmother is normally on The Archers, which is a BBC radio a series that's been going on for donkey's years.
Yeah.
Now, the pantomime is on. If you want to see it and you're in London, it's at the Charing Cross Theatre. It's on this Friday coming, the 29th at 1 p.m. and Saturday, the 30th of November at 11 a.m. You can buy tickets on eBay, and all of the money is going to the Laura Crane Youth Cancer Trust through eBay for Charity, which is the UK version of Giving Works. £6 a ticket or £20 for a family, two adults, two children. And if you want to find out more, go to ebay.co.uk/panto, and you'll find all the information on it there.
Perfect.
But, I mean, for £6, if you're in London doing your Christmas shopping this weekend, and you're going to be in London anyway, it's right down on the embankment, Charing Cross Theatre. It's a 50-minute show. It's £6. It's a bargain.
Oh, and there's so much fun.
So get your guest room ready. I'm on my way, Chris.
We'll be there in a minute.
Thank you, darling, for calling in.
Yeah, you know, it's a tradition in the UK that does not translate or does not have a...
Well,
a,
that's why I keep asking. You know,
well,
why?
And it's not... So people think pantomime, it's in silence. It's not. And they'll take it, like they'll take a familiar story like Cinderella or Sleeping Beauty or the one I saw was Puss in Boots. Never mind, Puss, only 30 more miles to London. It was this, and you laugh yourself silly because it really is kind of tongue-in-cheek and lots of yeah. funny things happen.
And of course, I love Cinderella, even though that story messed me up for years. Messed all women up for years. We're waiting for the prince.
You know, it's too bad we don't do that here because it would translate. It actually would be... I mean, it would easily be entertainment here,
of course.
But no, we don't have them. So somebody should start doing that.
The tradition in the UK, of course, is that the ugly sisters out of Cinderella are played by two blokes.
Yes.
So it's really, really camp fun. It's not serious at all. You're meant to go there and you'll laugh. And it's like someone will say, isn't this great? And the audience will go... Oh, yes, it is. And someone else will go, no, it isn't.
That's great. Thank you, Chris.
Thanks, Chris. We'll talk to you next week. Thank you. This open phone segment was sponsored by Genco Marketplace, where eBay sellers source profitable inventory. Dial us now. You've got a chance. 888-723-4630. We'd love to talk to you here on eBay Radio.
When eBay seller David Hutchinson needed cash for his business, he turned to CabbageWithAK.com. He says he compared Cabbage with other companies.
The interest rates were considerably higher, more red tape in that they don't understand what most e-commerce businesses do.
He explains why Cabbage is better than the others.
Well, they finance the actual user. They don't base everything on just the numbers. They want to know more about the business. They really want to know what your challenges are as an e-commerce seller, how they can potentially fill some of the gaps.
He says it didn't take long to get his cash.
Instantaneous. It was a matter of minutes.
How was David's Cabbage experience?
It's a good source for me, kind of a bridge between me tapping into my lines of credit for smaller purchases. It's absolutely great for quick buys on tools that may crop up when I don't want to necessarily take it out of a reserve account.
For more information, visit CabbageWithAK.com, providing working capital to online sellers just like you.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community. Number 227.
The holiday shopping season is in full swing. And if you want to have a successful selling season as well, here's a tip from the Queen of Auctions, Lynn Drawley. She's known on eBay as top-rated seller, the Queen of Auctions. Her tip, get busy.
You know, I just have to remind everyone that in the holiday season, you've really got to be listing, 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 because people are looking for new items that come on that will drive sales to your store items. A lot of people want the buy it now, but it's the auctions that drive it to the buy it now. And now what you want to do is you want to just be really on top of every question you get, every best offer, and you want to always keep that customer, you know, in mind.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Here's a smart shipping tip to make your eBay sales flow smoothly. Brought to you by Endesha, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping.
Many eBay sellers have been skittish about relying on overseas postal delivery services. Well, now, shipments going to Australia, Belgium, Brazil, Croatia, Denmark, France, Germany, Great Britain, Israel, the Netherlands, New Zealand, Spain, and Switzerland, as well as Canada, all have free electronic delivery confirmation added automatically. It's available through USPS-approved PC postage vendors for first-class package international, priority mail international flat-rate envelopes, as well as small flat-rate boxes. Wow, that's a mouthful. But don't be put off, because this expands your market reach considerably, and that's great news for your business.
This tip is brought to you by Endesha, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping. Go to endicia.com/eBay Radio.
A Thanksgiving factoid.
The North American holiday season, generally the Christmas shopping season in the U.S., traditionally begins when Thanksgiving ends. The day after Thanksgiving is known as Black Friday. This tradition has held forth since at least the 1930s. Happy shopping and happy Thanksgiving.
Welcome to another eBay Radio open phone segment. Call us at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-RADIO-30 or 888-723-4630. Our lines are open. Here's Griff.
This open phone segment is brought to you by Stamps.com, postage from your PC. Again, spin the dreidel, because as we said before, Hanukkah and Thanksgiving seem to coincide, right?
Mm-hmm.
The first day of Hanukkah.
Yeah.
888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. Call us, please, now. Do it.
But first, it's time to visit the eBay Radio shipping department.
Here's a smart shipping tip to make your eBay sales flow smoothly. Brought to you by Endesha, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping.
As you're ready to move beyond the basics, you can boost your sales by following some of the best shipping practices. First, offer free shipping. Yes, buyers know that the shipping cost has been added to the price, but they love knowing the total cost and not having to do the math. Second, offer expedited or one-day shipping. For last-minute shoppers, this can be the determining factor when deciding who to purchase from. A third important point, ship the same or next day as soon as the buyer pays. Providing customers with short delivery times makes a favorable impression. Good customer service follows your sale right into the buyer's hands, making for repeat sales and increased value.
This tip is brought to you by Endesha, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping. Go to endicia.com/eBay Radio.
And we'd like to thank Endesha for that wonderful feature.
Yes.
Hey, Griff, would you go to page 13
me,
please?
Let me thumb through my pages here.
Yeah, go to page 13.
Okay.
Because I thought it would be great for you to explain to people exactly what to do with your store subscription.
Oh, vacation.
On the holiday and everything. Would you do that?
Yes, please.
Thank
now,
you. Go ahead.
If you have an eBay store subscription, and I know most of you listening do, and you're planning to take some time away this Thanksgiving, be sure to protect your hard-earned seller status. But, well, okay, I'm going to add to that. Be sure to keep your customers happy by taking advantage of your eBay store's vacation hold feature. With vacation hold, your fixed price listings will be both hidden in search results and unavailable for purchases. So buyers who added your item to their watch list prior to it going on hold won't be able to purchase it while you're away. This keeps buyers from having a bad experience and helps protect you from the consequences of a bad buying experience, which, you know, yeah, you could get negative feedback and low detailed seller ratings. But again, you know, to me, that's not the important aspect. The important aspect is first and foremost, keeping your buyers happy. You can also set up your vacation messages in your store's My Messages and on your storefront, so buyers will know that when you're away for a bit. You can set up to set up a vacation hold and vacation message, go to My eBay, place your pointer over the Accounts tab, and click Manage My Store. Then under the related links at the bottom on the left-hand sidebar, you'll find a link for store vacation settings. You can also set up an auto-response away message in My Message that any buyers who send you a query or question, they'll get a message stating that you're away. Provide as much detail about the time you'll be away as possible so that they're informed.
Is there anything on your store, if somebody went directly to your store when you have it on vacation, is there anything on that?
Yeah, there'll be a message. You can add it. There's a default message if you don't change it. But if you can type a message into the box, you can make it big font. I make mine big and a little bit maybe red. And then it says, I'll be away for 3 days visiting with other eBay sellers across the country. I'll reopen my store when I return. That's usually what I say.
And, of course, you'll want to reopen that store right after Thanksgiving Day, because the USPS says it expects nearly 15 billion pieces of mail to be delivered between Thanksgiving and New Year's Eve. Competitive package volume is expected to increase by approximately 12% from last year to about 420 million packages during the 2013 holiday season. So the busiest mailing day this season.
The busiest.
The very busiest.
Yes.
Monday, December 16th.
So be prepared.
They expect more than 600 million pieces of mail to be processed.
I wonder how many sellers will be. I mean, I know a lot of sellers don't put their store on vacation mode over Thanksgiving. They actually work through the holiday because they know people are shopping. So I wonder how many people will be doing that.
I don't know. You know, we talked about that on the air a few weeks ago, and people called in and said, oh, I'm going to still work on Thanksgiving Day, because my tip was don't. Take a day off.
Take a day off. Well, it's officially a holiday, so you don't have to count it as a business day.
Exactly.
So anything that sells on a Thursday doesn't count as selling until Friday.
And we need to provide the best customer service we can. I get that. But if we're not alive, we can't do it. And in order to keep your health, you have to take a day off every now and then.
Wouldn't it be great to be able to, like, manage your eBay business from the afterlife?
Can you do the radio show from the afterlife?
Oh, I bet so.
That's what I wanted to know.
Griff, your voice sounds heavenly. What's the sound? I hear you playing a lyre. What's going on? What's that flapping of wings? Oh, it's just my angel friends.
So all in all, Griff, how does it feel to be back?
It feels great. My only takeaway from this, I have two takeaways, which is that nurses are goddesses.
They are.
And gods.
They are.
Mm-hmm. You wouldn't believe what they had to put up with. And number two is that if you have to make a list of ways to kick the bucket, exsanguination should not be on the list. It's definitely not a way to go.
No,
I'd rather be thrown into an erupting volcano.
With that, we leave this segment.
We do, and we'll be back in another short segment for the top of the hour. This open phone segment was brought to you by Stamps.com, posted from your PC. Next, a listening tool right here on eBay Radio, which is produced by Voice Marketing Radio Syndication, Global Food for Thought.
Of all the hats you wear, the bookkeeper hat might be the trickiest. Outright is simply the best online solution for eBay sellers, saving you time, tracking all your sales and expenses in one place, automatically. With Outright, you know daily who's buying and what your profits are, state by state, in all your online stores and accounts. And the bookkeeping nightmare, with all your transactions organized in the same place by Outright, free in the App Center. Put your eBay small business finances on autopilot.
How can you increase your profits without increasing sales? Simple. Source smarter. Let Genco Marketplace show you the hidden profit opportunity in retail returns and closeouts. We're America's largest wholesale liquidator, and every day we resell brand name merchandise to online sellers for a fraction of wholesale. To learn more about how liquidation lots can boost your profits, visit GencoMarketplace.com/eBay. That's GENCO Marketplace.com/eBay.
Your calls are eBay Radio's reason for being. But if you can't call in, simply email your question, comment, or listening dish request directly to us. Just click Contact Us on the eBay Radio player during the show. Fill out the web form and hit the Submit button. Griff and Lee can't promise to respond to every email received, but they'll certainly do their best. That's Contact Us on the eBay Radio player. Fill out the web form and hit Submit. We look forward to hearing from you.
You can easily stay up to date with all the latest eBay Radio news, guests, tips, and techniques wherever you are by subscribing through iTunes or our RSS feed. Simply click on the links in the upper left-hand corner of the archive's homepage at voicemarketingradio.com, or do a search in iTunes for eBay Radio and click on our logo. Don't forget to save the link. Then call 888-RADIO-30 and tell us where you listen to eBay Radio.
So you've been selling your stuff like crazy on eBay, but you still want to grow your bottom line. Try targeted cross-selling. Smart Gallery by PageMage lets you sell more to each buyer by advertising your other products in all of your listings. Cross-sell related products or your most profitable items. It's free and very simple to use. Smart Gallery is the only eBay cross-selling app that lets you pick the exact items to promote. Smart Gallery at PageMage.com.
To stay up to speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio, you really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's List, simply send email to Lee at voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.